Just 2 days before saxophonist and composer Miguel Zenon went into the studio to record his new album, Hurricane Maria hit his native island of Puerto Rico. During session breaks, Zenon called family and friends for news about the devastation back home. NPR's Michelle Mercer says the resulting album, Yo Soy la Tradición, or I Am the Tradition, has the MacArthur genius's trademark originality. But the natural disaster also gives it emotional urgency.
Miguel Zenon had already planned for his 11th album to shed light on Puerto Rico. He's recorded many adaptations of its folk music in the past. In this new 8-part suite for saxophone and string quartet, he showcases a different cultural tradition in each piece. This one, Rosario, is inspired by a holy rosary traditionally played on folk instruments at funerals and other occasions. Zenon is always a soulful player, but with the hurricane hitting so close to the session, his performance here with the Spectral Quartet took on special feeling. They play his adaptation's intense rhythmic interaction and soaring melodies as a fervent prayer. Zenon is blurring lines here between jazz, classical, and Puerto Rican folk music. For that aim, he finds much affinity with Spectral, an engaging quartet well-versed in contemporary music. Zenon's classical minimalism can be complex. With such skilled musicians playing their hearts out, though, even dense ideas unfold in a graceful dance. Here's Cadenas. The most bucolic song on the album, Viejo, is based on a type of rural folk music. Zenon's saxophone goes cinematic here, gliding above the strings and sweeping down to move among them. It's as if he's entreating us to take a closer look at Puerto Rican culture. With Yo Soy la Tradición, Miguel Zenon isn't just waving a musical flag for Puerto Rico. He's composed its deep traditions into new musical landscapes. And recording so soon after Hurricane Maria hit, the resulting album is an imaginative and heartfelt tour of his homeland.
The album by Miguel Zenon is Yo Soy la Tradición. Our reviewer was Michelle Mercer.